Chapter 1. 1836, Mordel, France. His face haunted her, branded into her childhood alongside lapping streams and plucked bluebells, wild and ferocious, his lips smeared with her mother's blood. As Amelie peered around the stone turret, she dredged up that image from her nightmares to keep from being drawn out of the shadows into the evening twilight prematurely. Her heart thumped like a war drum. He is darkness, evil, deadly. She repeated those truths in her mind like a prayer, and still, his beauty, she had no other word to describe it, tugged at her like a cord cinched to her middle. She'd known it would be this way, not only because of the old myths, the stories of death and seduction, but because even as a terrified child, she'd been stunned by him. As an adult, she'd felt that low ache in her gut the day she'd seen Théo Vallon striding down the rain-drenched cobblestones 1 year prior. She'd been in the company of handsome men before, kissed them even, but Théo was a work of art. Tall and powerfully built, his broad shoulders and tapered waist were noticeable even under an overcoat. On the night they'd crossed paths last year in Paris, his jet-black hair had been slicked with rain, but now under the starlight, it was soft and tousled. Amelie wanted to stretch her arm out and thread her fingers through it. This was why her uncle never let them out after dark, was it not? Amelie clenched her jaw. Her aunt and uncle scoffed at the ancient fables of gods, curses, and creatures of the dark, yet they wouldn't allow the girls out past sunset, wouldn't give permission for her and Bethany to go beyond the bridge or up the stairs to the abbey.
Le sombre reigns in the darkness,
Uncle Orin would mutter with a sad shrug of his shoulders. And how could she argue? The world was split into light and shadow, consciousness and sleep, pleasure and pain. They were either swayed by Solène or Le Sombre, and there was no middle ground. You could not serve two masters. Théo Vallon was proof of that. Amelie's hands trembled, and she adjusted her grip on the wooden stake. Where was Marcel? She'd been standing here long enough to grow roots, and they didn't know how long this opportunity would last. She listened for his call so intently, she could almost convince herself his voice was floating through the trees. It wasn't. Not yet. She squeezed her eyes shut, praying that Teo's glamour wasn't able to affect her from this distance. This was dangerous. She'd known it would be. Uncle Orin wasn't wrong for instituting his rules, and she was partly grateful. After her mother's death, Orin had kept her and Bethany safe. He'd provided for them both to adulthood. 4 years longer than he was required to in her case. At 22, Amelie should have been married with at least one babe on her hip. But men didn't jump at the chance to marry a woman with slow blood, and she hadn't been able to keep his rules anyway.